Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to the weekly conversation, the Thursday edition. I'm your host, Man with the Mic, Kyle. We got a wonderful conversation for you tonight, folks. Tonight, I don't know if you saw this on the mainstream media, because I sure in the heck didn't. The Dow Jones Industrial Average hits a 48th record high. Yeah, they cover that about as much as they do all the black-on-black violence in Chicago. It doesn't happen, folks. But hey, maybe some year. If it was Obama, they'd be all over that thing. See, look at how great the country's doing. And if they cover it, it's that doesn't mean anything. The Boy Scouts of America have announced that they will be allowing girls into some of their programs and what that means and all that stuff. And is it PC? Is it not PC? Is it transgender? Is it not transgender? I'll get into all that stuff. Also, Seth Meyers went and copied Eminem, who basically said, I'm going to draw a line. If you support Trump, well, then F you and flipped everyone off. And I think a little boy by the name of Kid Rock, I think he runs Michigan now. But here's my point, folks. ABC, NBC, and CBS combined do something that Jay Leno couldn't, or vice versa. I'll get into what might be happening or what might not be happening. There's a farmer that put, like, in his field in North Dakota, he put a thing up, and he goes, we stand for the national anthem, because we do, because it's not about protesting. There's a man who's accused of a GoFundMe cancer scam where he has his wife set up this GoFundMe page and all this stuff, and basically, they got busted when she found out that he really doesn't have cancer and they couldn't find any paperwork on it. And I about threw up the other night, got sicker than hell, and I'll explain why. And somebody, one of my favorite guys that I love that's on the air, called out this group of people and some people, how can you talk to this about this team like this and all this, and something that Fox Sports did that they're kind of screwed in terms of, if you don't watch it, basically, I'll get into it right now. Fox News, I mean, it's an affiliate of them. I used to love watching Speed TV because I'm a nut, and it became Fox Sports 1, and Fox Sports 1 and Fox Sports in general spent $400 million to air the World Cup. And before I continue, remember Psalms 94:18-19. I cried out and I'm slipping, but your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When doubts filled my mind, your comfort gave me a renewed hope and cheer. So kind of think about that, because a lot of people could use that. And my wife's wondering, what the heck? But I got to get in my Bible quote, though. I have to do that.
Yeah, I know that. That's not what I was wondering
about. But what were you wondering?
Well, the story you were doing before.
Oh. But the $400 million that Fox Sports paid to air the World Cup, most people will watch it if one team is playing in the United States, and that one team is not playing. Now, a couple weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, you heard this from Alexi Lawless. Tim Howard, Tim, the Belgian game ended 3 years ago. We need you to save the ball now. Jeff Cameron, Clean it up. Let's get someone who will. Clint Dempsey, you're a national team leader. Now be a national team. You were a hero. You were a national team hero. Now we need you to be a leader. Michael Bradley, the U.S. does not need you to be Zen. The U.S. needs you to play better. Josiah Altidore, is this as good as it gets? Because it's still not good enough. Bruce Arena, Bruce, Jurgen Klinsmann lost at home to Mexico. You lost at home to Costa Rica. That's a cheap team. This is now all about you, not Jurgen. Oh, and by the way, if I didn't mention any of you guys, you don't deserve a mention. It's because you guys are horrible. They suck. They're bad. They were terrible. And he got criticized for, I didn't say it, I didn't read the whole thing. You know, they're overpaid millionaires. They have more going for them. There are more people in the football in the U.S. now than ever, a.k.a. soccer. And they couldn't qualify. And he was criticized for it. And I'm like, no. The one thing I like about Colin Cowherd and I love about Lexi Lawless is he's someone that if he talked about politics, he would say, okay, Hillary, shut up. You're full of shit. You're full of crap. Trump, you're better, but you're not perfect. He calls it like he sees it. If he thinks you're great, he'll call you on it. If he thinks you're bad, he'll call you on it. And it's just, I mean, there's no excuse, in my opinion, for not making the World Cup. Not qualifying. There's no excuse. I mean, well, Bruce Arena, as we all know, he was just like he was just temporary. When they got rid of Jurgen Klinsmann, you know. But I guess it's kind of like saying Manchester United can't beat Crystal Palace right now. Crystal Palace hasn't scored a goal or won a game. And you're going to tell me that, you know, that's kind of, but maybe they'll learn. But I guess if this was a game, I guess it's not as big in the U.S. as other nations. When Germany back, I think it was in the 50s, was expected to win the whole World Cup and they didn't even make it out of the group stage. And when they got home, they got tomatoes and stuff thrown at them. They were like it was like a disgrace. It was like almost like in Japanese, where it's like they disgrace the family name, you know. Here it's like, oh, to me, I'm not that way though. Other countries, and I think it's kind of sad, but other countries, okay, if you didn't win the World Cup, those dudes would be afraid to come back to this country. They'd have tomatoes thrown at them, crap thrown at them, get out of here. You know, they'd be treated like crap. Where at least here it's like, I'm sick that we're not in it, but I'm still going to watch it. I still love the World Cup. You know, it's a fact of life. You know, Bruce Arena, he should be gone already. And they should be, because he was temporary anyways. And we need to find someone to replace him and go on. Life goes on, you know. But I didn't think I would be here, you know, because people gave Alexi Lawless crap, but he backed it up by saying, hey. And I would have taken what he said, and I said, okay, come on, let's do this. But then it all goes back to the same. Is it, if you have these 10 players or 11 players on the pitch, can you have the same 10 players and have them be great under this manager or horrible under that manager? You know, is it all about I think it's 50-50. I think you can have great players, but if you don't have a great manager, they're not going to be as good as they could be, and vice versa. You could have the best manager in the world, but if the players stink, he can only get them so far. So we'll have to wait and see. It's still going to be a great, exciting World Cup, no matter what. It always is. There's always something that goes wrong or something happens. He didn't even hit the guy, and there's a red card, and you know, and That's if I survive long enough to see the World Cup, because tomorrow's Friday the 13th, and I'm going camping on Crystal Lake. Ho, 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 ho. Just kidding. I posted that one time, and someone's like, "You're at Crystal Lake? What the heck?" I said, "It's Friday the 13th. They didn't get the joke. But, you know, just like the mainstream media doesn't talk about all the black-on-black gun violence because it doesn't meet their criteria, you know, 48th record closing of the NASDAQ and the stock market and the S&P 500 and all that. And where's the media? Oh, they're not. You know, if they were to talk about it, you know, it's not, you know, when Obama was president, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread. Here we go. Look at how well the stock market's doing. I have friends that now that the stock market's at record highs, oh, that really doesn't mean anything. Well, you weren't whistling that same tune when Obama was president. Now, I respect you if you say, well, I'm one of those people that I believe the stock market can be manipulated. I'm not saying that these record highs are nothing, but I think it can be manipulated. So you got to take it with a grain of salt. Yes, it's great that, but what happens if it gets to record highs and, oh, our 100th record high, and then all of a sudden it just crashes, and then... Yes, I had a $150 stock that now is worth a penny. You know? Like my dad always taught me, and I lived to this. This is one thing I will always take from my dad. It's worth what you can get for it. And I've heard car dealers say that. Oh, here's a $5,000 car. But if I can get someone to pay $20,000 for it, cha-ching. And if they think they got a great deal, cha-ching. I'm going to freak out if her boyfriend comes here and she realizes how screwed she got. But hey. But where's the media on this? You know, oh, see, Trump just wants to, you know, Trump wants to try to do tax reform to help us out. You know, when you get paid $20,000 and $10,000 goes to the insurance, that's not including taxes. Yeah, kind of. This is the problem we have because see, Obama gets this insurance and then Trump magically wants to take it all away. Okay, what do you mean take it all away? There's already been cities that don't have any insurance companies in the exchanges. They've already taken themselves away. That's the problem. I'm glad Obama got his insurance. It's so great that he's not a part of it, and you got to pay about $1,000 to get coverage for a month, and then it's a $800 deductible. No. Oh, wait, that $800 is the copay. The deductible is like $10,000 if you're lucky. And if anyone knows this, PM me on my Facebook, or you can call in, whatever. I want to know what it is, because what's the point of having copays if everywhere I go, oh, we demand $60 up front? I don't have a copay. It's not listed. Well, and even if you have a $5 copay, we want $60 up front. And except every time I didn't go to the doctor, it's like, okay. Want to do a GoFundMe page for all the damn medical. I need $100 million just to pay my doctor bills. But I did get some good news though, because they're going through the files now, and my doctor has like one of his new nurses is going through the bills and going through the medical and stuff, and my blood pressure's been elevated, so I'm gonna see a nurse for free, and they're gonna evaluate my blood pressure and see. So we'll see. Free. I'm like, it's free, right? Okay. Yeah, because if I have to... Oh, no, it's not really free because I have to drive there and use my gas in my car and everything. You know? If they came and picked me up and took me there and brought me back, and then it'd be free. But at least the appointment part's free. And I thought that was kind of cool. That's my doctor and his nurses looking after me. But then he goes to... St. Tom's where I go and stuff when I can. But I'm going to get into this because, you know, this is very interesting. If anyone is out there, I salute you. I'm an Eagle Scout, 1990. Yes. In 89, I took some time off and I went to the National Jamboree and I got to see Ben First Bush. That was probably one of the greatest experiences of my life, is getting to see the president speak. That just, because he's our, whether you agree with him or disagree with him, just to see our leader there. Trying to get drugs out of our high schools. And they had like a huge, like, drugs are dangerous, and they had dangerous sex down to a deadly game, and we could all sign it. And you wonder what happened to that. And they just like threw it away after the jamboree or whatever. But still, the Boy Scouts are considering to allow women in. And I guess what right now is the women, you can still be a Girl Scout if you want to. And right now, from what I'm understanding, you're going to have separate troops. So you're not going to be boys. You're not going to be camping with the girls at the same time. Okay. It's not like you're going to have, like, if you have a Boy Scout ranch, you're going to have this where the girls camp, this where the boys camp. And they're probably going to be at separate times, so that this week the girl, so you're not going to be at camp at the same time. So if you think that, like, communal shower where it's like one big room with like 10 stalls, where you walk in and you know, and I'm sure they'll probably have portable curtains installed so that when the girls come there, they have separate showers. Because that was the big debate when I was in junior high, is in our junior high, the girls actually had like individual showers where they can close a curtain, where we had like the military style, the jail style, where it's like, oh, quit covering yourself. I'm like, excuse me, the women have separate showers. That's not right. That's, I thought we had equality. Oh, the girls where we were had separate individual where they could actually, they literally could go in there with their gym clothes, put their stuff on a bench here, then get a shower and then get dressed in there without, they didn't have to get dressed in front of everybody unless they wanted help putting on their bra or something. But every school is different. But, you know, the Girl Scouts are hitting back saying that the Boy Scouts are losing, the Hispanic kids are not really in the Scouts, the Asian kids aren't really that much in the Scouting, and they're not getting as many people anymore, and they're trying to find a way to, you know, recruit more people and get more revenue, more money. It's not really a PC thing. Because as for the first time, I think, you're not hearing they haven't said one word about, well, are they talking about women who think they're boys? No, it's basically, from what we know right now, is you would have separate troops. So if you're a chick, you would be in a woman's troop and vice versa. And I guess families now just want to drop their kids off at one thing. And I don't know if there'd be like separate things for, or like if the girls would do everything the boys do, or would they have separate badges, or who knows? I mean, some people think that they might just end up down the road merging Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts into one thing. So we'll have to wait and see, because, you know, back in the day, I got kicked out of the Girl Scouts for eating all the brownies. It's not really a PC thing, and, you know, being an Eagle Scout, people have always asked my opinion, and I think they're going to be separated, so it's not going to be like, you're not going to be a boy and girl troop, at least not right now, and eventually, I think, if you're in Girl Scouts, you can be in Boy Scouts now, but eventually, I think you're going to have to pick, and how long, you know, and Girl Scouts are fighting back saying, like, this is not right. How can you do this? So. I miss Johnny Carson. I miss the days of true late night. I miss those days of, like, even Jay Leno. True late night. Not, now late night is basically the Daily Show with Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert on every network. It's just a huge bash Trump show. It's not late night. And it's horrible, and no one watches it. And, oh, you're just a Trump supporter. You just did. Okay. Eminem came out and did this rap video, and at the end he goes, I'm drawing a line in the sand. If you're a supporter of Trump, it's either me or him, and bye-bye and all this stuff. And Seth Meyers did the same thing. Well, if you support Trump, well, I don't think you need to be watching this show. And it tells you how bad. Oh, I know. But here's my point, though, folks. This is what the media doesn't tell you. ABC, CBS, and NBC combined, their late night shows barely hit 8 million viewers. Jay Leno alone was getting 6 million by himself, plus. One. The late night on ABC, NBC, and CBS combined are barely getting 8 million. And Jay Leno was pulling 6 million himself. Because I wanna laugh at late night. That's why me and my wife go to bed watching Family Guy, so we can laugh. Try to forget the problems of the world in the day. Hello, folks, and welcome back to the Bash Night. I'm your host, Kyle. Tonight we're just going to bash Trump for an hour and a half, and we're going to make sure that all our guests bash Trump, and if they love Trump, we're going to bash them, because, you know, that's all we do on late night TV is just bash the conservatives, bash Trump, bash everyone. If you support America and stand up for the national anthem, we're going to bash you, because it's wrong to stand up for the national anthem. We're going to bash you all, because that's what we are, folks. Yeah, but the all-important dollar. See what happened to Roger Goodell when people said, okay, who sponsors the NFL? Okay, we're not going to use their products. Okay, yeah, can we get our money back? Because I'm not going to watch the NFL. Yeah, I want my money back. Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going to give you refunds on your NFL Sunday ticket. When he started losing millions, that's when he changed his tone. But you have the right as an American consumer to say, okay, well, he didn't change his tone beforehand. He wasn't pissed off that they were kneeling during the national anthem and disrespecting our country. He's mad that he's losing money. And if you're mad, I'm pissed off that he didn't say, and when Colin Kaepernick took a knee, he said, okay, whatever the problem you have, take it somewhere else. You must stand for the national anthem. I'd support the NFL, but when they told Tim Tebow, take your praying somewhere else, you know, they didn't tell Kaepernick to take his protest somewhere else. They supported it. And since they supported it, I have the right to say, no, thank you. I'm not going to shop there. I'm not going to watch you. I'm not going to use some of those companies. We have a right in this country. We're free to do what we want to. We don't have a national bank. We can choose between 30 or 40 banks. They have a website to figure out which credit card's best. You have freedom in this country.
Well, you know, the NFL is racist. They build walls against around the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. They're not all inclusive in the NFL. That's why this show is now being sponsored by Sir Castival. Yes, that's right, folks. We are going to endorse Sir Castival. And if you don't believe me, then but I'm ending it with this, folks. You have money. You can do with whatever you want to do with it. If you want to stand behind something, you stand behind something. If you don't, you don't. This kind of makes me sick because I have muscle issues and I have things and, you know. A man is accused of GoFundMe cancer scam after his wife can't find medical records. And it's not like they did this together. He's like, oh, I'm terminally ill. I've got this and this and this. 37-year-old Jermaine John Smith was charged in Rice County with theft by swindle. Investigators say fundraisers and the GoFundMe page for Smith generated $23,000 to help cover his medical expenses for cancer he never had, because the courts say that Mrs. Smith became suspicious when she couldn't find medical records to back up her husband's claims. And her wife was the one that basically, hey, something's not right here. Rice County Court administrators say Smith does not yet have an attorney who can speak on his behalf. Now, I'm sure, well, the money's going back. I'm sure you're going to get a refund. That's at least. And he's looking at possibly jail time, which I hope, at least. I mean, that's just ridiculous. I mean, I've had friends that are not making it financially, and they've had, like, GoFundMe pages, and I just want to write on there, hey, welcome to the club. I think we all are struggling. We're all hurting. We're all working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week just to pay bills. Like, oh, you think America's so great under Trump? Well, okay, he ain't been president in a year. You know, it's amazing how when Obama becomes president, see, look at how great the country is now. The stock market's at this level. But with Trump, you know, oh, that doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. Oh, just think about it like this. You know, back in the 60s, one person could support a family of four. Can't begin to do that now. But Donald Trump is actually, and he has the right to do this. Okay, because, like, he's looking at going after NBC's license. No offense, but if you're fake, I mean, what NBC is so fake it's not funny. And if you don't believe they're fake, just show me photos that have Brian Williams in Louisiana during Katrina with bodies floating by him. Huh. You're not going to find it because it didn't happen, but he reported on it. You might get people to watch your news if you say you're fake and you make up stories, because they wonder, hey, let's see what kind of crap they make up tonight. I mean, I might tune in just to see what kind of crap they spew out of their mouths. I'm just saying, though. It might work to their advantage. It doesn't mean we're going to believe what you're saying, because you're saying it's fake, but hey. That's just how the cookie crumbles. Got about just over 30 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you for tuning in, no matter where you come from around the world. But, you know, you get all these people that I have people, and I've said this before, that, oh, Trump is a Hitler, and where they come up with this crap, I have no idea, because there are people that still believe that, you know, that Hitler made you and demanded that you salute the flag. So I guess every nation that wants you to stand up and support your country and salute your flag, they're all Hitlers, too? But that North Dakota guy, I love it, because he's like, you know, it's true. It's not a white or black issue. If you really truly think, and I said this since the last time, I'll probably talk about it, but if you really truly think you're being discriminated against, fine. Say you're discriminated against. I know I've been discriminated against because of my disability, because of my muscle issue. I know I have. I'm not going to get into it all, but I know I have. But I'm not going to sit there and take a knee during the national anthem. When you see places where, okay, you have 300 people. Let's say, I'll use a convenience store, for example. Okay, you have 300 people come through this convenience store. If you can't do this cash register at the front of the convenience store by yourself, you probably shouldn't be working here, and you have 300 people come in. Then when you say, okay, I want to just go and stock and put stuff away. And when I stock and put stuff away, then we only get 100 people coming through the convenience store, and they have like three people, two registers and someone helping get cigarettes or whatever else, so that the person that's there can just stay at the register. Well, wait a minute. They have three people on the front line with 100 people coming through. I had 300 people coming through, and I had to do it by myself, or they told me I shouldn't be working here because it's probably too hard. But hey, that's how things go, you know, but most people don't see that because you can only be black and be discriminated against. Diabetics can't be discriminated against. Short people can't be discriminated against. People with disabilities can't be discriminated against. It doesn't fit their agenda. Just look at the Democrats of the past wearing white hoods as the KKK, and look at the Antifa and Black Lives Matter now with the black things covering their faces and everything else. They're cowards, all of them. For the national anthem. If you got a beef, find another way. And good luck trying to say you were discriminated against, because prove it. Damn near impossible. I know somebody, and I can't get into the details, but I know somebody, because he's been in jail, no one will hire him. Well, we're not going to deal with, they're not worth our time. We're not going to waste our time. So you're not going to waste your, okay. Because he's been to prison. Why waste our time? He's been to jail. Well, he's trying to get his life back together. Whatever. So if he lies about that he's been to jail or prison or whatever, so he can get into the company, it'll be fine until they find out that, yeah, he was there, and then they'll fire him for lying. They can't win. It's a no-win situation, and it's sad. But you got to look at it from the standpoint of, you got to do what you got to do. You know, I've always had a belief that, okay, this place is going to be here whether I come or go. End the story. If it comes, it comes. You know, do what you got to do for your family. And there's other ways to handle if you think you're being discriminated against because of your color. You know, what did Colin Kaepernick do? He took a knee during the national anthem. What's changed? Nothing. And I want to get into this because, you know, this Weinstein scandal and stuff. And I have to agree with Dana. I truly believe that there are people in D.C. that kept their mouth closed, that they knew what he was doing. You know, if he was gun violence, they'd be wanting him shut down immediately. You know, he's someone, in my opinion, that there are people in D.C. and Hollywood that knew what he was doing, and just to save their own hide, they just shut their mouth. They kept their mouth closed. I think it's something that Hollywood, I don't, it's hard to watch a lot of movies anymore because, like, when you see stuff like this, and especially when I think it, when those Corey Feldman and Corey Haynes and all that, and Corey Feldman's like, oh yeah, if I told you, you'd be sick if you knew some of the movies that you love are produced and owned and controlled by people that are like child molesters, and I guarantee you, you know, would it take like 5 days and all this stuff for Hillary Clinton to finally say, oh yeah, you know, to finally condemn it?
Bagley,
yeah. Well, I mean, look at how Hillary Clinton never denounced that she was friends with a very high-ranking member of the KKK. You know, didn't denounce that, but... You know, Trump's a racist, but her and Bill are best friends with KKK members. Because like I tell people all the time, the only difference between the Democrats now and the Democrats before segregation is they still believe it, they just don't preach it. Because what really has a politician done for anybody lately? I look at the politicians like those payday loan advance things where you take that $100 payday advance loan. Good luck ever paying that off, because you're just going to get further in debt, and then you need another payday loan, and then you need them before you know it. You're taking payday loans out just to try to pay another payday loan, and before you know it, your $400 in payday loans you took out, you're costing $10,000 to pay off. You know? It's ridiculous. The first churches in this country, the first banks in this country, the first lumber stores, the first libraries, all these, we didn't start this country off with a government city. We didn't start off with a government library or a government bank or a government church. Hard to believe, when they started this country, they built towns. They didn't have governments. They flourished without a government. Now people like, oh, what are we going to do now? Because, I mean, the whole world's going to collapse if we don't have a government. I'm going to be broke if I don't have a government to give me money. I don't know when we got to the point in this nation where, like, we're so dependent on the government that... I'm not saying we don't need any government, but... Like, as a lot of listeners of the conversation will know, take a ruler. A 1 foot ruler. At the 6-inch line, 6-inch mark, that's the Constitution. Far right is no government at all. The far left is total totalitarianism, like North Korea, where you have a Juche-ing ideology where they tell you, okay, where you can get killed because you crapped at 4 o'clock, not at 4:01 like you're supposed to. The government tells you when to eat, how much to eat, what to eat, when you eat, how you eat, when you walk, when you... Okay, shoot him, he blinked when he's not supposed to. Where do you want to be on that line? I think this is awesome. That police officer that when that, remember that lady in Utah that was sitting there and she's like, okay, I'm not going to, until you got something to back up, you don't have a warrant or anything, I'm not letting you take his blood. I'm not giving you any information. You're not taking anything from him. And she arrested him and all this stuff. He's been fired. About time. It's nice to see someone that's standing up for patient rights and get what they deserve. Nice to see someone that's overstepping their boundaries, and an abusive cop getting
deserve.
Wow. It's just stuff like, because I work in that assisted living continuing care, and you know, patients' rights and patient privacy is paramount to me. You know, if someone tells me something, say, hey, just let everyone know this is what's going on. Okay. You give me the permission. Now I can, but if you don't, just between me and you, yep, okay. You know, you learn to know what's confidential and what's not, or people, hey, let people know this. Let people know that, or don't say anything, you know? It's interesting, you know, when you see stuff like, there was a case, I think it was out of Indianapolis a couple of years ago, where this lady had dementia, and when she was taking off her shirt, these had video of these two people beating her. And I guess the daughter was trying to get a hold of the mom, and she wondered why she, every time she kept trying to call, it was busy in her room, and every time she came, the phone was disconnected, or they had it so it wouldn't work, and all this stuff, and she finally thought something was not right, and basically, so she couldn't call to say, hey, something's wrong, and or couldn't call the state or anything. And so her mom hid a camera in there and caught that on film, that they were, when she was trying to get her shirt on, they were punching her and beating her. And well, now they're in prison, and they can no longer, if they get out of prison, they can't practice healthcare anymore. And I couldn't even watch the whole, I got so pissed because I'm in that field. I mean, if I was there, I'd have probably been in prison because I'd have jumped those two people in a heartbeat. That's just me because I don't stand by it. Someday, my wife and I, hopefully we live long enough, we'll be on the other side of the spoon. And I want someone to be there for me. And just like I want to have, you may complain a little bit when you have, can I get this? Can I get that? Can I get this? But what if when you're that age, you're going to want someone to like be at your beck and call, hey, can you get this for me? Yeah. Can you take me to the bathroom? I need to go. You don't want someone to be right there for you. It takes a special kind of person to do what I do and my wife does. It's not for everybody. Whether I stay in it or not. It takes a lot of heart to do it. It's not an easy job. I'm glad I just do the food part of it. Because when you hear some of the, oh, yeah, I had to change his bag and have to put in a new catheter and all this stuff. I'm like, oh, I don't need to hear this. Because I'm one of those people, like, I couldn't be a doctor. I couldn't cut someone open. I cut someone open, I like black out. I like pass out. Yeah, I wanted to get into this kind of, you have to see it, but on YouTube, there's video of it. And reportedly, like over, I think it is Yellowstone, there's like a hot spring, and underneath that, they believe there's a volcano, and over that, there's video that shows what they believe. It's an unidentified flying object. They don't know what it is, but there's like a thing that zigzags across the screen really fast, and who knows what it is. And from what they know, it's not CGI, so it's going to be interesting to see when science gets a hold of the video and looks at it and sees what they can determine what it is. You know, it's just kind of interesting because it's so fast, you know, it's just kind of cool because I looked at the, because it's like 4 minutes long, and I'm like, I was hoping you could hear something, but there's no sound on it, so just kind of like you have to watch it with no sound, which knows if it makes noise, whatever it is, whether it's like some sort of drone or who knows. But it's kind of neat. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program. I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you try to do and go. I mean, like, because I actually got to see my dad for the first time in a while, the darts, because I play in the dart league, and, you know, and me and my mom, I got to see her yesterday, see them at different times, and I'm like, well, because we were talking about this, and there's a bunch of conservative groups that are demanding that Mitch McConnell step down and Senate majority leaders and all these other GOP people step down. And what people don't realize is Seth Meyers. ABC, NBC, and CBS have around 8 million viewers. Jay Leno had 6 million plus by himself. Because people are fed up. That's why people voted for Trump. People want to have to the old, okay, you don't like them, vote someone else in. You know, a lot of us are fed up of, okay, look at the rich get richer and the poor get poor. You know, I don't see any politician hurting. They're not hurting. It's just one of those things that, you know, that people on the mainstream don't get it. Okay, we want to watch Late Night and Laugh. If I wanted to watch Trump bashing, I would turn on Comedy Central and watch Trevor Noah. We can't get to the remote fast enough to change the channel when he comes on. If we're watching, like, a South Park, like, five in a row. It's just one of those things. One of those things. I think maybe they know, but they just don't say. I don't know. Maybe the liberal media knows that we're wanting change and wanting somebody as a politician that is that's in Washington that's not a politician, aka Trump. And they're just like, so we'll just have to wait and see if they ever change their tone. You wonder if Late Night will ever get to be like the NFL. And they finally say, okay, enough's enough. We're losing viewers' revenue. You know, Crystal Palace hasn't scored a goal, hasn't won a game. They got to change something to get their team going in the right direction. they might be able to beat Everton. Just kidding. But my point is, you know, they got to do something. They got to change. You know. And something's got to happen. I mean, same thing with the, how do I say this? So the U.S. World Cup team. Doesn't mean that you sit there and all of a sudden you say, okay, hey, we're going to get rid of every player, every manager, we're going to start from scratch. No, that's not how the cookie crumbles. Are you going to keep some of the players? Sure you are. Are you going to keep and play them all? No. We need to get a new manager and start fresh. And that's kind of how the cookie crumbles here. You know, you got the Premier League. You got the games this weekend. We're taking on Liverpool. You know, I think I like the way Manchester is, the way they're playing right now. Now we just got to hope that Stoke City can beat Manchester City, so we can get ahead with 3 points, but I don't think that will happen. I mean, crazier things have happened, yes, I know, but You know, Stoke City only has 8 points. They're 2-2, so it's not anything big. Yeah, they're 2-2-3, so, you know, I would love to see them beat Man City, but hey, miracles can come true. Dreams, miracles. You look at Manchester United team. That's, I like where they're at right now because they're not, they're going forward, but they're not, you know, it's not like, okay, yeah, we started out great and now we're just falling apart. We ain't doing anything and the team's horrible. And, you know, some teams start out that way where, okay, they win their first 5 games and then they can't do anything. So, it's good to see how we move forward. And I think this is one of the biggest games we've had so far this season. So it's not our toughest competitor, but I think it's something that happened. But it's one of those things that, as we move forward, I can't wait till Zlatan Ibrahimovic comes back. It is. I mean, it is our biggest game, but it's not, you know, I mean, yeah, we have to win. I think we have to win this game. It's paramount, but it's one of these games that I think we got to keep winning, because last year we had so many, it was like a win, lose, or draw. Well, we just keep drawing. They haven't lost a game all season. Well, half of them are draws, three quarters of them are draws. We're not, you know, we can't be satisfied with just 1 point. We can't just be satisfied with getting 1 point. And I know a lot of the focus has been on the World Cup because we had the national break, the international break. We'll just have to wait and see how it all plays out. And I'm going to be interested to see how some of these, because I think what we're going to get down to is if Man City, I think, is going to beat Stoke heavily. And I think it's going to come down to eventually a goal differential. And I think this year, by the end of the season, I think it could be down to, okay, two teams are close on point, or like tied in points, and it's going to go down to a goal differential, you know. And I think Chelsea is still going to be a team to beat by the end of the season. And I think Tottenham Hotspur is probably going to be a team to beat at the end. And I think it's going to come down to goal differential. It's going to come down to, hey, they've got way more goals than we do. And there's talk about with Manchester that Rubino and even Danny Rose might be coming to United in January. So I got to look out for that and see what happens and if it does happen. We got to constantly be looking. That's why I like just say Mourinho, because at least he's trying to get some players in there. Why they're not getting them? But like Alex Ferguson, he was always constantly trying to make sure he had fresh players and new players. That way, you know, and that's what you got to be in the Premier League. You got to be a manager that can get more than just, you know, okay, yeah, I got great players now, but I need to make sure that I continue to keep players coming so that, okay, if he leaves or he gets injured, I got someone that can step up and take the place. When Zlatan Ibrahimovic is injured, who's going to step up? Brighton and Hove Albion, I think they have a chance of beating Everton. Not really. But you never know. Newcastle United and Southampton on Sunday. It's going to be some great games. I think it's going to be an interesting season. I really truly think, and I've said this a couple times, kind of, I think it's going to come down to goal differentials near the end. I'm just kind of in one of those positions where it's like, okay, I think like the U.S. team isn't going to be in the World Cup, and, you know, we'll get past that and we'll move on. But I got about 90 seconds left, so I want to thank you all so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. And, you know, life goes on, folks, and it will. And I want to thank you for tuning into the program. And it's, you know, we make America. We make the world. You know, I want everyone, I don't care where you live, sit on your butt and expect stuff to just happen magically. That's not how it works. You know, your hair just doesn't magically go into place. You got to comb it. You don't magically smell good, you take a bath. Which now there's actually studies that say if you go over a month without a bath, there's actually really, really good benefits. I find that hard to believe, but heck, they're probably, you know, I wonder if they're, okay, I want them to work in the kitchen in 190 degree temperatures and tell me that it's good to know bathe. And remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, we mutually pledge each other our honors. Until next Tuesday, good night, everyone, and God bless. Goodbye.